From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NATO's reporting at least one fatality today in southern Afghanistan. One of its soldiers was killed in a roadside bombing, bringing the death toll among NATO forces to at least 13 since the coalition launched its offensive against the Taliban in Marja more than a week ago. NATO is still reassuring Afghanistan its fight against insurgents will not suffer, despite the probability that Dutch troops will pull out later this year. The Dutch government collapsed yesterday in a bitter internal clash over NATO's request that the soldiers remain. Terry Schultz has more.
The governor of Uruzgan province, where most of the 2,000 Dutch troops are stationed, says progress in stability and reconstruction will be set back if the soldiers leave as scheduled in August. But NATO spokesman James Apatheri says while the alliance clearly would prefer the Dutch contingent to stay on, NATO's commitment is not altered by the Dutch decision. The Afghan people can be sure that NATO will continue to support them for as long as necessary, Apatheri said. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen earlier asked the Dutch government to keep its soldiers there an extra year to train Afghan troops. Tensions between two of the main three Dutch parties over the mission had been building for months. Rasmussen's request brought the disagreement to the tipping point. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The Obama administration is still coming under Republican fire for its handling of national security matters, and GOP claims that the country is less safe. But former Secretary of State Colin Powell says not so. Powell, a Republican who supported Barack Obama for president, says Americans are fed up with partisanship that prevents progress.
Sooner or later, you've got to compromise. You've got to start making the compromises that arrive at a consensus and move the country forward.
Colin Powell appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. If Libertarian Ron Paul decides to run for president in 2012, the majority of conservatives gathered for their annual meeting in Washington, D.C. are giving him their blessing. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports that Paul won the most support in a straw poll held this weekend.
Paul received 31% of the unofficial vote from those attending the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. The Texas Republican has run for president in the past and is enormously appealing to those voters fed up with big bank bailouts and the Federal Reserve. Some attendees cheered while others booed when organizers announced Paul as the winner. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney came in second with 22% of the vote. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin took third with 7% of the vote. Fewer than a quarter of the 10,000 members attending took part in the balloting. Romney, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and other potential GOP presidential hopefuls also addressed the National Governors Association meeting in Washington. At that gathering, Gingrich predicted Republicans would regain control of Congress and win back the Oval Office in 2012. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is suggesting support for a scale-back jobs bill. The lawmaker from Kentucky says Republicans may hold a key test vote on a measure tomorrow, and that measure would give businesses a one-year break on payroll taxes and further incentives if the workers they hire this year remain on the job for at least 12 months. Starting this week, loaded guns will be allowed in most national parks across the country, including the Grand Canyon. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole has details.
The new law will give licensed gun owners the right to carry loaded weapons into national parks and wildlife refuges unless individual state law says otherwise. Beginning Monday, loaded firearms will be allowed in all but 20 of the country's 392 National Park Service locations. The new law will not extend to rangers' offices or visitor centers, as firearms are prohibited in federal buildings. Gun control advocates who object to the law say it could lead to an increase in gun violence in national parks. Since 2006, National Park Service records indicate an average of close to 1,500 weapons-related incidents per year. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
Bad weather may keep Shuttle Endeavor from returning to Florida tonight because the forecast calls for rain. NASA has a plan B and C and possibly a D on landing sites, though it is still too early to say if the shuttle will have to switch course. If Cape Canaveral doesn't pan out, the backup site will be California's Edwards Air Force Base, and NASA says its third choice is the White Sands Landing Strip in New Mexico. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.